151.
Okay. Yeah.
Is it like a B flat?
Yeah.
Okay.
My name is Maddie Alrich, and I'm the costume designer for.
Hi, my name is Annie Saunders, and I am creating the wreck with my team.
And I'm Lynn Lemonhaw, and I am the set designer and costume designer.
I'm actually a visual artist in a performing arts.
I'm Kate Fry, and I'm the scenographer.
My name is Missy Mazzoli, and I'm the composer.
I'm Royce Fabric, and I am the librettist for the opera Proving Up.
High art quality of it. It's really great.
The capacity for invention.
I'll be designing the costumes and the space, the environment.
When you're dealing with a living composer and all these living collaborators, no wonder opera is viewed as this art form where everything meets.
My name is Lillian Snortland with Opera Omaha. I'm excited to announce the launching of a brand new podcast called Making Magic, featuring conversations with artists and artistic leaders of Omaha coming in 2019. While we wait, we'll explore where Opera Omaha has been with these breadcrumbs from the past. In the following, Dave Weingart interviews director Dorothy Danner about Opera Omaha's 2012 production of The Mikado.
811, and now a bit of culture.
On a branch of a tree sat a little tomtit, singing willow, tit willow, tit willow. An uncomfortable place for a birdie to sit. Singing willow, tit willow, tit willow. So I said to him, birdie, why don't you go away? He said, thanks very much, but I'm planning to stay. I'm going to sit on that branch for the rest of the day.
All right, that's enough of that. So I brought him a pillow. It's Alan Sherman from Hello Mudda, Hello Fada, and Just for Fun. But that was the music of Sir Gilbert and Sir Sullivan. Were they both sirs, Dottie? No.
Yes, finally.
Oh, they were?
Yes. At the very end, Gilbert became a sir.
I see. Did you ever see the movie Topsy Turvy? It's about Gilbert O'Sullivan. I'm sure you have. Dottie Danner is, you're just a beauty. You are a beauty. Welcome to Omaha. Welcome to the Big O.
Oh, it's wonderful to be here again.
8:13. Dottie's done a lot of work with opera. Omaha, and she's in town to direct to the next production of Gilbert O'Sullivan's, their ninth collaboration, I believe, The Mikado, which is April 13th at 7:30 and April 15th at 2 o'clock at your gorgeous Orpheum. Now, it's a comedy, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. Especially The Mikado.
You have characters like Yum Yum and Pooh Bah, which I use that in my regular expression. Oh, that's just Pooh Bah. Nanky Poo, Pish Tush. My mother used to say that. Oh, Pish Tush.
Yes.
Yeah. You want to can you kind of summarize the story, or is it
complicated?
Oh, it's yes, complicated, yes, isn't it? Yeah. It's a satire.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
On the British government.
Right, and also it the way it started. There was a wonderful Japanese exhibit in London.
Yes.
In the late 1800s, and it became the rage of London, and so everything Japan was popular, and that's why the Mikado actually was written.
Oh, I see. It's 8:14. Well, a lot of people know the HMS Pinafore, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Gilbert O'Sullivan. So what joy are you getting out of this particular production?
Well, I really love doing the Mikado because there's more freedom with the Mikado than any other Gilbert and Sullivan.
Because?
Because of its structure. It was written quickly and it has a looser structure. Plus, you are allowed to put in popular references and the list song. You can put in all sorts of modern things, and especially in an election year.
Oh, really?
Oh, it's just rich. Yes.
Oh, are you doing that?
Oh, sure. Yes.
So
rehearsals, things keep changing, and there is a looseness, so it's wonderful.
You have directed all over the world, and I was downloading your reviews of your productions that Kansas City Star said, you know, in this laughs flow frequently in this comic opera because of the sense of humor of director Dorothy Danner. Dottie, one review after another talks about your fluidity, the flow that you give. a show. But are you specifically attracted to shows with senses of humor?
That's why I'm hired. You know, usually for comedy. I love doing serious work also, but I think it comes from my dance background. I was a dancer. I was a Broadway gypsy for years. Had a wonderful time, and that gives you a certain rhythm in your work and a certain physicality, which I think is very ripe for comedy.
Dottie won't tell you, but I will, that she was in the original production of Once Upon a Mattress with Carol Burnett, and I remember, even as more than Carol, I remember the woman who played the queen. What was her name?
Jane White.
Jane White. She was one of a kind.
Yes.
And you said that she taught you, you went to her acting class.
Oh, I didn't go there. I was pushed into it by Jane. When she made a decision, you had no decision.
But you preferred directing to acting.
No, not really. I mean, I had no idea this is where I would end. I just wanted to dance, and then I met Jane White, and then the acting became very important. And then I did that for quite a few years, and then something happened, and stage fright took over, and I thought, oh, I can't do this anymore. Mm. But I'm so passionate about theater, and then with some lucky breaks, people opened doors and pushed me through them. I became a director. So it's a career I've not planned for.
What you just was describing is following your bliss.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, you were following your bliss. It's like, okay, this doesn't work anymore, so this feels right.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems you get a great joy out of directing.
Oh, I do. I love the process so much.
When people think of, this is Dottie Danner, I'm speaking with the director of The Mikado, Opera Omaha's next production, 13th and 15th. People think of opera as people, large people, generally, standing. Like, oh, God, snooze. But what would you say to someone who's on the fence about seeing The Mikado? Oh, it's a comedy. Maybe I'll go. What would...
It's one of the best comedies. It's one of the best fusions of... of words and music.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it's lasted and is the most popular of all the Gilbert and Sullivan. But it's genuinely entertaining, genuinely funny. And especially with all of the updating, it makes it feel like a modern piece.
Wonderful.
Yes.
I'm
sold. The flow of it. Good.
Okay, I'll come to the matinee.
Great.
I'll go for entertaining. I'll buy entertaining.
Oh, thank you, Dave.
May I ask you it's 8:18, a personal question. It took me a while, but after I was looking online about your resume and whatnot, Danner. Oh, the acting Danners, Blythe, Danner, and Harry, and Hillary, how are you, and Blythe's daughter, Gwyneth Paltrow, how are you related?
Oh, my husband is Blythe Danner's brother.
Oh.
Yes, so at that time we were all in New York together, and it was great, all growing up, the children growing up together. It was a wonderful time. Now everybody's all over the world, so we see each other when we possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
I see Blythe a lot, but Gwyneth is all over now, so living in London.
And wonderful, and
yes.
Happily married. And
yes.
Also, I've heard so many great things about Bruce Paltrow, Gwyneth's father.
Oh, we miss him so much.
Yeah.
He was really the glue. He held us all together, and he'd say, oh, we're going to Aspen for Christmas. Really, Bruce? And he would take us there and open doors and give new experiences. And he was very much of a family man, and we miss him desperately.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, I feel honored that our paths have crossed.
Oh, Dave, this was fun.
Yeah, you're a delight. And I had the overture playing throughout the whole thing. So it's 7 minutes and 20 seconds. So that's exactly how long we've been talking about The Mikado. And thanks to Betsy Paragas for bringing you in, dragging you in. She was so nervous. She said, I don't want to do that. I said, of course, you're going to be wonderful. And you are. The Mikado, April 13th and April 15th. Oh, I've got tickets. I've got tickets for Friday, the 7:30 show, and Sunday,